Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Figures released by the Bank of England this week show that the average interest rate on an instant access account has now fallen to just 0.17%. So savers needing income are being forced to consider alternative ways of generating it. Some are turning to the stock market, but Colin Dickey of Barclays Wealth thinks there's another way: structured products. Colin, savers who are looking at these really low interest rates currently available, 0.1% in some cases, would they not be better off now moving into equities or bonds rather than in between structured products?
Well, I think there's an element of truth in that, except one overriding factor is the appetite for risk. I do not believe that the cash investor wants to go from zero in the risk spectrum to 8 or 9. There must surely be an intermediate step that will protect the savings that he's accumulated over the years, and the structured product with its particular ability to reclassify the risk-reward profile for the investor is something that should be considered.
So what sorts of products are we talking about? I've seen some products offering some very eye-catching returns, coupons of 10% or more, or in some cases a regular income that seems much higher than you can get on cash. How are they actually able to do this?
Yeah, I think we have to be careful here. There's absolutely no question that you do get eye-catching rates, but you're giving up something in return, and it may be capital growth potential. It may also be a capital at risk as well, and that's very important. A lot of products out in the market with an element of conditional protection, and just understand the conditions in which that particular circumstance would be invoked, and to understand that you may lose capital. So there is risks involved, but the alternative of earning 0.1%, 0.5% in the bank is probably unpalatable for a great number of savers who are needing to live off that particular income stream.
And let's take one of your products, the regular income bond. What are the returns, but as importantly, what are the risks attached?
The return is 7.5% with a monthly option, but capital is at risk in the event of the market falling during the term by 50% and not returning. Capital is then lost on a one-for-one basis. There is risk there. You get 7.5%, so arguably 7% premium income, and that has to come with some risk. And it's understanding the risk, I think, is very, very important, and the circumstances of which may trigger that risk to capital.
But that risk factor is enormously important, because one of the big criticisms of structured products in recent times has been not only the risk that you might be at of not getting the return that you were hoping for and seeing your capital eroded, but it's also the risk of the underlying counterparty who's sort of backing the product going bust. And of course, Lehman Brothers has focused everyone's attention on that, because structured products investors have lost out as a result, haven't they?
Yes, it's very, very important that investors understand all the risks. There's investment risk clearly with the index to which their return is linked. But now, and it wasn't a consideration some years ago, they have to think about who they're actually handing their money over to, and be confident in that bank's ability to meet their obligations in due course. Not easy, particularly in this environment, but certainly something they should be mindful of and asking their advisors who is behind the product, and be confident in that selection.
Colin, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.